The Southern California Fish Institute brings you the George Jessel Show.
"30 Minutes in Hollywood," starring George Jessel with Norma Talmadge, and bringing you the guest appearance of the beloved boy actor of the screen, Jackie Cooper, with Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, Amy Arnell, and the wonder child, Josephine Starr.
Tommy Tucker and his boys open George Jessel's office in Hollywood.
Thank you. And folks, since this is the 22nd week of this program, and because it so happens that it's the 22nd birthday of our dashing young musical director, I'd like to have him say a few words. Tommy Tucker.
Thank you, George. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Talmadge.
Tommy, you certainly don't look 22.
You certainly don't, Tommy.
Thank you.
You look much older.
Well, if I do, it's because I've had a very trying day.
Oh, another letter from the union about the dues. Well, I understand those things.
No, but little Josephine has been at me all day, asking me questions about Leopold Sikorsky.
Well, Tommy, after all, the child isn't quite 8 years old. And it's wonderful that she should have such an interest in music.
Well, it's more than music. She's been asking me to tell her about Sikorsky, and of course...
Well, I can see that that puts you at a disadvantage, Tommy. If I could get it to switch to Louis Armstrong, you'd be all right, wouldn't you, huh?
I told her that Mr. Sikorsky is a great symphonic conductor and,
Oh, Mr. Tucker, Mr. Tucker.
Oh, it's commencing again. I had it last week.
Mr. Tucker, does Mr. Sikorsky always have 50 musicians with him?
I'll take care of it. Yes, dear, yes, Josephine. He has 50 and sometimes more.
Oh, then he doesn't want to be alone.
No, you've got him mixed up with somebody else. And so have the newspapers, but go ahead.
Miss Talmadge.
Yes, Josephine?
What did you do before you got married and had so much trouble with Mr. Jessel?
What kind of question is that, Dad?
I was on the screen in pictures.
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh, well, my dear, it's quite a long story. I played in Smiling Through and Secrets, Kiki, The Dove, Camille, DuBarry, Oh, Child, and many other pictures.
And who were the handsome leading men you had with you?
Norma, this is very embarrassing for me, this whole talk here.
Well, there was Eugene O'Brien, Thomas Meehan, Conrad Nagel, Gilbert Rowland, Edmund Lowe, Ronald Coleman.
Gee, they're beautiful, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, dear, very good looking.
Well, Miss Talmadge, how did you come to marry Mr.?
Look, Josephine, don't ask so many questions. As a matter of fact, the year Miss Talmadge and I were married, I won a beauty contest.
You did?
Yeah, that year things were bad all over.
Mr. Jessel, how do you get in moving pictures?
Don't ask me, child. I've been trying for 10 years so far.
Well, Josephine, in order to get in pictures, you must know how to act, how to speak, how to dress and walk properly, and you must be fortunate enough to have the kind of features that photograph well.
Well, supposing you haven't got all those things.
Then you must have a relation who is a producer. It's very simple, dear.
George, you're just mad because you haven't been asked to play Rhett Butler.
I haven't even been asked to play any kind of a butler. But Josephine, now look, before we go to Detroit, Michigan...
Detroit, is that east or west?
What difference does it make? East is east and the west is wet and never the rain does stop. And if the Chamber of Commerce is listening to Zeddy Cantor speaking, welcome to Dixie Town.
Mr. Jessel, you promised to take me to the picture studio.
Yes, dear. Before we go away, I'm going to take you out to a picture studio and I'll have you meet everybody.
Everybody?
Yes, everybody stand in.
And can I meet Jackie Cooper, too?
Well, I'll fix that in a few moments.
Now, don't you dare make any promises to this child that you're not going to keep.
I'll keep my promises.
When are you going to take me? When are you going to take me?
I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell you.
Go ahead and tell her. Go ahead and tell her.
Well, I'll take you right after you sing your song, Josephine.
You sing first.
No, you sing first.
No, you sing first.
Oh, you sing first. Heavy, heavy hangs over your head. Fine or super fine? What do you wish for, a red piano or a golden pickle?
Oh, Mr. Jessel.
What?
You're silly.
Double dare you to sit over here. I double dare you to lend me your ear.
Take off your high hat. you can think of it.
I double dare you to kiss me and then I double dare you to kiss me again.
And if that look in your eyes is what I'm thinking of,
I double dare you to fall in love with me. I double dare you.
The love bug will get you if you don't watch out. Oh, the love bug will get you, and I'm here to shout.
We're just three ghosts hovering. We just go round gobbling. Any little lady that is a little fraidy cat will stuff her right down in a goblin bag.
This is a ghost-to-ghost hookup. Are you scared?
Yeah.
If that look in your eyes means what I'm thinking of, I double dare you to fall in love with me. I double dare you.
Norma, darling, time has brought many changes to Hollywood, and with it so many newcomers in every branch of the picture industry. And I was just wondering what would happen if you and I really needed a job, which, of course, we don't we?
I don't.
I didn't hear that. That's my bad side. Anyway, let's go out to gigantic studios, you know, that little quickie company where they make pictures in a few days on the cuff. That's if they've got a shirt. Now, I tell you what we'll do. Let's see if we can get a job. Come, dear, jump in the car. Sound man, take us to gigantic studios. I know the president of this company, so we'll probably get a break.
Do you know him personally, George?
Well, I wouldn't say I know him personally, but I know a fellow who has a friend who knows a fellow that he cheated once in a card game. We'll get along. You know, it's who you know out here.
It's been pretty lonesome for you, hasn't it, George?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I've made quite a few pictures.
Yes, and I understand both of them nearly made a lot of money. Especially your last picture, the one you made with John Bunny and Flora Finch.
Yes, I was very good in that. A regular clown should have been with Keith. Well, here we are, honey. We'll go in. good afternoon, sir.
No Indians wanted today. Yeah, wait a minute, you. Where do you think you're going? You got a pass?
I'm sorry, officer. I wanted to see the boss, Mr. Wilberforce. My name is George Jessel, and this is Miss Norma Talbot.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm Robert Taylor, and the girl behind that desk there is Garbo. Come on, young fella, give me your right name so you don't get in.
All right, William Shakespeare and Baby Peggy.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
See how quick they forgot me, honey?
17 years isn't so quick.
Hey, you, Mr. Shakespeare. Tell Miss Retake here who you want to see, and she'll take care of you.
Oh, thank you. Miss, would you please tell
me... Well, I'm sorry. He's in conference right now. What is it all about? Can I help you? Will anyone else do?
Well, you might ask...
Well, he's in conference, too.
I thought so. Well, never mind. We'll wait.
Miss Retake, get the casting office on the phone. Tell them we're going to start production on the bass singer. And we want someone to play the part of Georgie Jessel.
I beg your pardon, sir, but I'm George Jessel. I'll play it.
You're Georgie Jessel?
In the flesh.
I'm sorry, you're not the type. Pardon me, lady, but you look like Norma Talmadge.
Well, I am Norma Talmadge.
Well, no wonder you look like her.
You've been with Keith, too.
Mr. Jessel, I always thought you were a much younger man.
Well, I was when I came in here, but I'm growing older, waiting to see Mr. Wilberforce.
Say, have you had any picture experience?
Well, I've been fooling around with 30th Century Wolf for quite some time, but we couldn't come to an agreement about salary.
Salary? What did you want?
I wanted $2,500 a week, and they didn't want to give me anything.
Hey, what did you play in last?
In Rompers.
Oh, now here, the last picture that I was in, let me see. Last picture was in Old Chicago.
In Old Chicago? Say, I saw an Old Chicago 2 weeks ago. I didn't see you in it.
I was in Philadelphia that week. Satisfied?
Yes, and he also played The Toast of New York in The Big Breakfast of 1938.
That's very good.
Say, I'll tell you, Mr. Jessel, we're making a picture right now called Coal Black and the Seven Skolskys. And I might find a small role in it for you.
Well, a small role is better than a long loaf. You like that there, a small role?
Say, what salary did you get in your last picture, Mr. Jessel?
Well, salary, of course...
He didn't exactly get a salary, but there was a very nice banquet scene in the last part of the picture.
Hey, I got it, Jessel. Say, we're going to make a Civil War picture tomorrow, and I've got a swell part for you. The part of a captain in the Union Army.
Well, how big a part is it?
Oh, it's a big part. About 3 days' work.
Well, it can't be such a big part if it's only 3 days.
Hey, what are you kicking about? Lincoln has only got a day.
I see.
Why don't you submit your story to him, dear?
That's a good idea. By the way, Mr.
The name is Neptune Flickerholtz.
What?
Flickerholz, Flickerholz, that's my name.
I thought you were clearing your throat. But look, I have a story that I wish you would read.
All right, I'll read it, and I'll be impartial. But I can tell you right now, I'm not going to like it. What's the title?
It's called The Optimist.
The Optimist? No good. People want stories about love, not about eye doctors.
All right, let it go.
Miss Talmadge, we got a big super special coming up that'll take at least 5 days to make, and if you'd consider it, hey, we'd star you in it.
There you are, Norma, dear. The chance of a lifetime.
Oh, I'm afraid I'd rather not.
Say, we'd even give Mr. Jessel a part in it.
Well, that's something. What kind of a part?
Oh, it's a great part. You get pushed off a cliff.
That's a fine thing. Well, supposing I get hurt or killed.
Oh, don't worry about that. It's the last scene in the picture anyhow. Come back at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, Jessel, and we'll give you a test.
Well, why can't you give me the test now?
No, we'll have to wait till we get the sun. They're using it in the east right now. Here's Mr. Wilberpuss.
Hey, Flickerholz, hurry up and finish that last reel. The first reel's already playing downtown.
There you are, Josephine, my child. Now you've been in the studio.
Oh, Mr. Jessel, one more question, please. Is Einstein's theory of relativity as easy to comprehend as the theory of Darwin's evolution?
Look, Josephine, cut out that baby talk.
Why don't somebody tell me these things?
From the Pacific, which recently swept over Southern California, found many sections inadequately prepared for such stupendous weather. Not so the fishermen of the sea. They must be ready at all times for the severe storms off the coast of Mexico, for tough weather off the California shore, and for rough going in Alaska. The Pacific Ocean is the fisherman's highway, and when they set out for a 30 to 60 day cruise, they can expect any kind of weather. It's little wonder that some fishing vessels cost as high as $150,000, and that in all, there is $46 million invested in the fishing industry in California. It's a thrilling sight to see a fishing fleet come into port with a catch of 6,000 or 7,000 tons, and it brings home forcefully the importance of fish as a food to the people of Southern California. Every one of our markets, 2,000 in all, has several kinds of fresh fish on sale every day in the year. Our 10,000 hotels and restaurants feature fresh seafoods on every menu the year around. more and more people are realizing the important nutrition value of fresh fish. For the joy of good eating and the thrill of good health, eat fresh fish several times a week.
The George Jessel Show. This is Norma Talmadge speaking. And at this time, we bring you the most beloved boy actor the screen has ever produced. He's one of the few child prodigies, but the passing of his babyhood has lost none of his popularity. A baby boy just a few short years ago. A handsome young juvenile today. And yet it seems but yesterday he had endeared himself to the millions. The child star of Skippy, Treasure Island, The Champ, and today the star of Boy of the Streets, Jackie Cooper.
Thank you, Miss Talmadge, and thank you, folks. Say, where's George?
Most likely playing cards with the musicians, teaching them a new game, and probably losing.
Oh, he was always doing things like that, Miss Talmadge. I made a personal appearance tour with him when I was a little bitty fellow, and I thought he was a great big man.
So did I.
Well, look who's here. Hello, Mr. Jessel. I mean, George.
Hello, Jackie. I mean, Mr. Cooper.
I was just telling little Josephine that when you first appeared with me, you were just about her size. And my goodness, how you have grown.
What did you say?
I said, my goodness, how you have grown. Didn't you hear me?
Oh, excuse me. I was just noticing what beautiful eyes Miss Talmadge has.
My goodness, how you have grown. I was also telling little Josephine of that day that we were walking around in Baltimore, and when we passed that candy store with the big lollipops in the window, and your mother said you couldn't have them, and how you cried for those lollipops. And I bought them for you, remember?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. Gosh, she has got beautiful eyes, hasn't she?
Don't start crying now. It won't help you. Tell me, Jackie, what did you think was the most important scene of your career as a child actor?
Well, I guess it was a scene I did with Wally Berry in The Champ where I came to see him in jail, and I wanted him to keep me with him, but I was just a little tot, and I didn't understand, and I cried. And then he slapped me in the face.
Say, let's do that scene, Jackie.
Oh, I couldn't do that now. I'm too big.
Oh, it makes no difference. I'll just have to give you a bigger slap, that's all.
Okay, boss. But remember, I've grown up.
Okay.
The scene is in the Tijuana jail. The champ is sitting on a cell bunk. The other occupant, a sponge. An old-time crook.
Ain't you slept none, Andy?
No, I've been thinking.
Oh, that's a novelty. Tell me, champ, now that you're in stir, what's going to happen with your kid, Dink?
I'm giving Dink to his mother. I'm no good, and he'll be better off with her. It'll be tough making him go, but he's got to.
Gee, hey, what'll you do without him?
Oh, he'll forget me after a while. You know, kids, they forget everything.
Yeah, I suppose they do. Hey, I had a swell old man, but a couple of years after he was hung, forgot all about it. Hey, look, champ. Here comes the kid now. Champ.
Oh, hello, Dink. What are you doing here again?
I brought you something to eat, champ.
Well, I ain't hungry. And you go home, do you hear me? You go home to your mother.
What for?
Because I say so. You going to stay with her from now on?
Oh, no, champ. I want to stay with you.
You do? Well, that's tough. Because you're not going to, see? You're going home to your mother.
What am I going to do with her?
You're going to school and learn things and grow up to be somebody. I'll let her feed you for a while. I'm tired of feeding you. And I'm tired of having you hanging around wherever I go.
Well, I won't eat so much, champ. And I won't hang around you, honest. I'll stay up with the Greeks and wait till you come home night.
No, you're going over to her. I'm saying you are, so you're gone.
I wish you wouldn't send me, champ. I can go to school here. The father's asked me lots of times. I'll grow up to be somebody. Somebody big. Somebody like you.
You're going to your mother's, do you hear me? And I don't want any of that sniveling out of you. No back talk.
No, sir, champ. I ain't going. I ain't going.
You are going.
I ain't going. I'm staying with you. Okay, champ. I'll go if you don't want me.
What was the scene after that, Jackie?
Well, the champ got out of jail and went back in the ring. He was getting the beating of his life one night, but I loved him so much, and little as I was, I sneaked into his corner.
All right, Jackie, let's play that scene.
Oh, gee, George, I'm too grown up. And besides, I don't remember it.
I don't remember it either. Let's fake it.
Oh, go on, Jackie. Play it anyway. This is the only chance George has to act.
Folks, it's the fifth round between Champ as well as El Manuel Ferraro. Champ has been getting a terrific beating, and I doubt whether he'll finish the sixth round. There they go for the sixth round. Manuel leads with the left and catches Champ right in the chin. Champ is staggering. He backs into his own corner. He's talking to his second.
You better throw that towel in. I think he's got me.
The champ comes out of his corner, covers up. Manuel catches him right to the jaw. The champ is the back corner. Yeah.
I'm telling you, boys, you better throw that towel in.
Both men are back in the middle of the ring. The champ leads weakly to his left. Manuel returns the right to the midsection, left to the jaw. Champ reels back into his own corner.
You better throw that towel in, boys. I may not be coming around this way again.
Gee, Mr. Manager, I can't see the champ take that beating. I'm going to throw the towel in. Look, Mr. Manager, he sees me. He threw the towel out of the ring.
The champ has suddenly got a new lease on life. He swings a left of the jaw, another left of the jaw. A right uppercut, Manuel is down and out. The champ is the winner.
Champ, you've won.
I did it for you, kid. You made me do it. Gee, I'm sorry I slapped you that day.
Oh, that's all right, chump.
Quick, somebody, water for Mr. Jessel. Water, he's out.
Gee, I didn't mean to slap him that hard.
Jackie, you certainly have grown. Thank you, Jackie Cooper.
Oh, my face here.
Races in which fish has been the major item in the diet for generations are noted for their tireless energy and endurance. The fact that fish has been their most important food is something which cannot be overlooked. For fish is food in its most concentrated form. Its principal food value lies in that vital substance, protein, in which it surpasses most other foods. Protein which builds strength and endurance into our bodily tissues. Energy or fuel for the body is supplied by the fats of fresh fish. Fish oils are the richest available food source of vitamins A and D. Vitamin A promotes resistance to infection and is necessary to growth and well-being at all ages. Vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, prevents rickets in growing children. Then there are the minerals in fresh fish, deep sea minerals, which are found in combination in no other food. Iodine, that foe to goiter. Calcium and phosphorus, necessary for strong teeth and bones. When we consider that all of these properties are found in seafood, we realize how great is the nutrition value of fresh fish. But seafood is not only the most nutritious protein food, it is the most economical as well. Fresh fish costs far less than other protein foods. There is one other very important thing to consider. The fish of the Pacific make the finest eating in the world. For the joy of good eating and the thrill of good health, eat fresh fish several times a week.
Hello? Hello, Mom. How are you? No, I didn't bet on stagehand, no. Oh, boy, I met a fella who told me to bet on something else. Well, I tell you what happened, dear. You see, for the newspapers, I went out to visit that insane asylum, you know, to get that interview. And I saw a fella there, dear, and he was had a paintbrush in his hand, and he was painting on an imaginary canvas. You know what I mean, Mom? Yeah, nothing was there. He's painting with the brush, so I said, I beg your pardon, what are you doing? He says, I'm painting a racehorse. I said, that so? He says, yes. I said, who? He said, I'm a Brujo. Well, it happened that I went to the track the following day, and sure enough, Amber Brugio was running. So I bet on it, thought it's a hunch. Yeah, I was back to the insane asylum this morning. Yeah, I saw the fellow. He was still there with the brush. Yeah, I passed him. I said, good morning. He says, did you bet on Amber Brugio? I said, yes. He said, here, you take the brush. Say, Mom, I've written the lyric of a new song, and it's in the moving picture called Little Miss Roughneck. It's called As Long As I Love.
I should let somebody else sing it so as you can get a good idea of it. Well, all right, I will. You're going to hear it. And I'd like you and all the folks, if they have a moment or two to spare, to let me know through their local station what they think of the song, As Long As I Love, but more so, I want to know what you think of this new singer, Doris James. You like it? You're going to ask the neighbors. Well, tell them to write to the local station. Oh, next week, I think we're going to have something swell. We have Edmund Lowe. Yes, Edmund Lowe is on the program. How will he have time to get away from all of his theaters? No, Edmund Lowe, the actor. No, I don't think you remember. No, he didn't live next door to us at all. That was Lowenstein, a barber who lived next door to us. Well, you listen to next week and you'll see that it's Edmund Lowe. No, Mom. No, everything is all right here. Don't worry. Our house isn't full of water at all. No, Mama, there's no flood. I don't care what those people from Florida told you. Everything is all right here. Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, everybody.
George Jessel's 30 Minutes in Hollywood brought you Norma Talmadge and the guest appearance of the beloved boy actor of the screen, Jackie Cooper. Next week, George Jessel will have as his guest the well-known motion picture star Edmund Lowe and a surprise visit of another famous Hollywood personality. Regular members of the cast include Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, Amy Arnell and the Wonder Child, Josephine Starr. Join us next week in George Jessel's office. The doors will be open at 3 p.m.
The George Jessel Show comes to you through the courtesy of the Southern California Fish Institute.
The dialogue from the champ heard today was by permission of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. The George Jessel Show comes to you through facilities of the Don Lee Studios in Hollywood. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.